Okay. I'll see if it's recording now. What I was starting to say is that in different parts of the country with this particular one, with bag and mm-hmm. poke and sack and things like that, mm-hmm. a lot of people think of the original differences, particularly on bag and sack.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. It's just screwy. It's just all over the place. It's a crazy quilt pattern, and the only thing is, it does look like in the cities.
It's bag.
It's bag.
Yeah, well, that's what I would say, bag. But pop is pop to me. It's not soda. But so many of those menus that we saw while we were gone said soda on it instead of pop.
No, I can remember a similar one, which is not on the questionnaire, but there's a lot, so many things like that, soda and pop, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I remember when I went to, first I went to New Haven, Connecticut, visiting somebody. I visited my brothers when I was in school there. We went to a restaurant and I asked for coffee and the waitress says, how do you want it? Or she says, do you want it regular? And I said, yes, meaning black. And she brought it with cream and sugar.
Oh,
she got
did.
Very upset when I made her take it back.
Oh, well, we don't drink coffee, so we don't have no problems that way. But I would think, too, regular would mean black.
Well, that's what I thought, and it sure as heck was not right. That wasn't, at least was not what she thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, if we can keep on here for a minute with some of the general term that you'd use to describe this and that and what I'm sitting on. And
living room furniture.
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, I got it.
It's just, again, how'd you pronounce the word?
Living room furniture.
Living room furniture.
Okay. You wouldn't use furnishings or anything like that, so.
I would say furniture.
Okay, that's what I'd say, too. What you were sitting on here is it?
Davenport. Of course, it's a love seat. I mean, it's not as big as a Davenport, but now I wouldn't call it sofa. I would call it Davenport. I imagine that's what you're maybe getting at, but I would say Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. We always termed it that way.
Okay. If you had the, I don't think you had
it. Home too.
If you had the type of things that you know, roll up and you pull down. Cut
Venetian
the
blinds, you mean?
Not Venetian blinds, but kind of going.
Oh, shade.
Yeah. Is that,
well,
is that what you call?
We've got them in the bedroom, but we don't.
Well, that's
shade.
What we always call them, a shade, but a lot of people call them curtains.
Well, not. You mean the kind that you pull up and down? I say shade.
A lot of people call them curtain, but most of them that I know don't keep all the shades.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Window shades.
The place where you maybe have a little door and you hang your coats and things like that, you call them. What do you call that?
I suppose it's supposed to be foyer, but.
Oh, no.
Smaller than that, just a little place to put things.
With the door.
Closet?
Yeah.
We call it a closet.
Okay. Yeah.
Close closet.
Mm-hmm.
But now if it's right inside the door, a close closet would be off a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But come in, if you had a place, you know, for
oh,
people to hang their coat when they came in, that would be just a closet.
Okay. The in the older houses, when they didn't have built-in, what did you used to call it? Say if it wasn't built into the, you'd have a piece of furniture instead. What would you call that?
Chiffarobe?
Yeah, that's what a lot of them call them, chiffarobe.
Okay. The up above the second floor ceiling, between there and
attic.
Okay, is that what you'd say, the attic? Okay. In some of the older houses, they used to have a little storeroom-like thing off the kitchen. What'd they call that?
Pantry. Boy,
pantry
they're nice to have.
Yeah, we had one time. It was nice. This one you probably don't have, but I'm just curious about this. You have a term for, say you don't sweep or anything like that, but you just go around and put everything back in its proper place. What do you call that?
Dusting.